time for us once again, because it is every day at this time, when we get into God's Word on the Morning Munch to get you grounded in God's Word, to get you focused. And helping us this week to do that is Tricia Fissel from Tricia Fissel Ministries. How are you doing, Tricia?
I am doing great this morning. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on the program.
Oh, you bet. We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Okay. Well, this morning I want to talk to you just for a moment about God being our deliverer. And this morning during my devotion, I was reading in Psalms 54. And this is David, and he writes this psalm. And it's during a time where, you know, he had received the prophecy from Samuel about being the next king. Well, then Saul, out of jealousy and those different things, sought to kill David. So David writes this psalm when he's in hiding, and it says, "Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, and give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them." And, you know, when I was thinking about this morning, each one of us, we've had experiences or seasons in our lives where things have come up against us, and we're in a place that we don't have the ability in our own strength to deal with those things. You know, whether it be through job loss, whether it be, you know, somebody committing a wrong against us and we're innocent, you know, whether it be people at school, you know, rejecting us or saying mean things about us. And sometimes we don't have the ability in our own strength to deal with those things or to keep those things from happening. But we can follow David's example here. He prayed unto God, because understand that David, when he was in a place of isolation in the fields tending the sheep, it was in that place of isolation that David discovered the faithfulness of God. He saw God deliver him from the lion and from the bear. He saw God provide for him when there was nothing else around. God made a way for him. And so in his time of need, in his time where David needed someone to fight for him, David looked unto God. And when we read the story about David's life, we see time and time again where God delivered David. And even through this time where Saul was rising up against him, you know, David had an opportunity to take Saul's life. But he said, "I'm not going to touch God's anointed." And because of David keeping his hands clean, because of David keeping his heart clean, God was able to move on David's behalf. And so that's what I wanted to encourage us, you know, with today, that God is the one who fights for us. He's the one that will deliver us. And all we have to do, we just have to keep our heart pure before God. And we can put our trust in him. And just as God delivered David from his enemy, God will deliver us. You know, he doesn't require us to do anything except to walk by faith and to put our trust in him. And when we do those things, God is able to move on our behalf, and he'll uphold his part of the covenant that he's made with us, that he would be our deliverer, that he would be our defender, that he would be our anchor, and that he would be our help in our time of need. That's what I wanted to encourage us with today.
Yeah, that's a good word, Tricia. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners, please?
Yes. Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus, and I pray for every listener, God. And I thank you, Lord, that there is nothing hidden from your eye, God. There is nothing being done in darkness that you're not aware of. And Father, there's times that we go through seasons and things that are too big for us. And I pray, God, for your strength. I pray, Father, for an encouragement for those that are downcast, God, for those that seem to be in hopeless situations. God, you're our hope. And I'm asking, Father, that you just move in their situation. I'm asking, God, that you help them to see things from your perspective, God, and let them see your deliverance. God, let them see your power and your might working on their behalf, God. It's not by our strength. It's not by our manipulation, God, but it's by your Spirit moving and working in our behalf. And I just thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for peace. I thank you, God, that even in the midst of the storm, God, that you'll bring peace and hope. And Father, we thank you for your word and your faithfulness, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Tricia Fissel joining us. Tell us about your ministry. How about that?
Okay, perfect. Well, my passion is to empower the body of Christ to rise up in their true identity. For the longest time, I thought, you know, Christianity was making a checklist and marking off, you know, okay, I did this today, I did this, and just trying to discipline yourself to become something. And I've discovered that through intimacy with Jesus and through, it's about a relationship with him. And I see so many people struggling, going from, you know, one struggle to the next. And so my passion and my desire is to expose people to true nature of God, you know, just through intimacy and through knowing him. And then also to, you know, right now we're working with the women at the Worth Center in Lima, which is a drug rehabilitation center. So we're going in there once a week, you know, just to help them, because I came out of a life of addiction and, you know, God set me free of those things. And so I want to empower others with the things that I've discovered and the truth that I found in Christ, because it is the truth that sets us free. So we're doing those things. And then we also do, right now we're doing a monthly fellowship for women of all denominations. And we do that once a month in St. Mary's, Ohio, on the second Saturday of the month. And it's just a time that we can come together, you know, with like faith, and that we can pray for one another, encourage one another, and develop friendship. And then it's all the time of, you know, praise and worship and ministry and things of that nature.
And folks want to find out more information, how can they do so?
They can find me I'm on Facebook at Trisha Thistle Ministry, or they can also check out my website at TrishaThistle.com.
All right. Hey, Trisha, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate the word you brought.
Thank you so much.